You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Roberta Taylor, board-certified coach and psychotherapist, who is an experienced individual and group therapist, couples relationship coach, author, and speaker. She serves as the principal of Path Making for Life, a consultancy specializing in life planning, retirement transition, and money coaching. Roberta, certainly a privilege to have you part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Delighted to be here, Eric.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you as well. Certainly, topic and expertise that you carry is something that we need to hear more on. So first of all, what inspired you to work with people around retirement transition and to write your book, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle?
I've been working with people for many, many years, both as a therapist and a coach. And one of the things that I have most learned is that working with people keeps you honest. It has certainly kept me honest, so that when I sit with people and listen to what they're going through and struggling with, I need to know that I have at least attended to some of the questions that people are bringing to me, some of the concerns, some of the life transitions. I work with people primarily 50 and older who are at that stage of life looking at what's next. And what I began to hear from many of my clients was thinking about what I'm going to do in the next part of life. It really scares me. I've been a lawyer, I've been a dentist for all these years. I don't know what I'm going to do with my time. It makes me feel like I won't be needed any longer. And I had to look at some of that within my own life and started talking with my husband about, you know, what is it that you want to do? What is it that I want to do if I'm no longer doing what I'm doing now? And realizing that there were so many things that we hadn't talked about. And it made me very curious. So I did some research and I looked at what was available, what kinds of resources were available for individuals and particularly for couples who were at that stage of life. And what I found was that there really wasn't too much available, and that the bottom line for most people is either lack of communicating or not knowing how to communicate, particularly about difficult issues. And that's what led to the path of the book. It just felt to me that this was something that was really needed.
And why is planning so important, and what do couples need to be talking about when dealing with retirement transition?
Well, planning is important. I always use the kind of analogy of imagine planning a trip or thinking you want to go on a trip. I want to go to Italy. You know, the first thing we do is we go on the internet and we look at where we might want to go, what part of Italy. People are very focused on making plans for a trip. You know, where are we going to stay? What are we going to do? And they're very good about that, because obviously you can't just go to the airport without a reservation. You can't land in Rome and not know where you're going to stay. And it's interesting that people don't plan in the same way for life transition. And what's important about it is if you don't plan, you don't know what route to take. You don't know where you're going. And, you know, I always say that whether you plan or not, something's going to happen. And don't you want to be in charge of what that is? Do you want to make your own decisions, or do you want fate or somebody else to make your decisions for you?
I understand that studies show that less than 50% of couples plan for retirement. Why do you think that is so low?
Well, what I found is, first of all, the most obvious reason is that people are so busy. You know, we're busy raising our families, we're busy working, we're busy multitasking all the time. And couples today don't really have enough time to spend together, to communicate about what's going on, even in the day-to-day. So busyness and the kind of, you know, whirlwind world that we live in, I think, is one reason. But more importantly is that, and I mentioned this before, people are not communicating. Couples often don't know how to communicate and bring up those difficult issues, because communication is a skill. And if you haven't learned the important parts of that skill, you're going to have problems when it comes to how do we make these life decisions. So I think people in many ways are afraid to communicate, because if we start talking about these things, then something else will need to happen. The other reason is that, you know, we go along, and if you've been married for a while, there are things that come up and they can get swept under the rug because it's too hard to talk about some of those things. Beginning to talk about retirement transition and all of the different parts of it can bring up some issues, some unresolved issues in relationships. And that can be a challenge for people. It can be a scary thing to do.
Yeah, I certainly can understand that as well. Now, today we're joined by Roberta Taylor, the principal of Path Making for Life, a consultancy specializing in life planning, retirement transition, and money coaching. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Roberta, what are some of the issues related to retirement for men and for women?
I'll start with men. For men, and I'm going to generalize here, because what I've found is that the majority of men that I've worked with, who are professionals, who have had careers or jobs that they're very invested and involved in, it becomes their identity. For women, we're used to having many different roles, really from the time that we're young. And certainly, growing up, getting married, becoming a mother, many women, you know, also work. So you have to be able to do it all. So women have been very adaptable in switching roles and switching hats. You know, now I'm home, and I've got to take care of the kids, or I've got to cook dinner. Oh, and I have to prepare for work tomorrow. And more men, I have to say, are becoming involved in that. But the men who are in their 50s, 60s, early 70s now, who are looking at retirement, in some ways they've been married to their wife, but they've also been married to their careers. And I've heard many, many men and some women say, you know, when I retire and somebody says to me, what do you do? What am I going to say? So it's about identity. It's really about identity for a lot of people. And the other thing that's very, very common to hear from women is that they are concerned about their partners. It's kind of funny, but not so funny in some ways. Often when I'm doing a workshop or speaking, and I'll say to the audience, usually primarily women, because women are the ones who come to these kinds of conferences and workshops, I'll say, what's your greatest fear about retirement? And what are you most concerned about? And inevitably, some woman will raise her hand and say, 24/7 with my husband. And that involves, is he going to be dependent on me? You know, I have things that I want to do, and I have places to go, and I have activities, and he doesn't have all of that. And I'm really concerned that he's going to want me to spend all my time with him, and I can't do that. So that's a big issue for couples, and, you know, particularly for women. So men really need to think about, what am I going to be doing? How can I structure my time once I do retire?
Certainly some great things to think about, that is for sure. Now, what are the greatest challenges for small business owners and entrepreneurs when it comes to retirement?
Well, as I mentioned, there's the fear factor. Retirement can be scary, especially when your business is who you are. You know, it's that identity issue. So for many people, particularly, again, for men, it can feel safer to continue in the business than to think about retiring to kind of unfamiliar territory. The difficulty letting go. I always think about people who own a small business. It's like raising a child, whether you've inherited the business, bought it, birthed it, as I like to say. Small business owners tend to hang on even when it's time for them to let go, because it's such, again, it's hard sometimes to separate out the business from who you are as a person. It's very different when you're working in an organization or a company. Some of those decisions are made for you, and they're very distinct. But in a small business, I think both places are home. And one of the things I always say to my clients who own small businesses, tell me, do you own your business, or does your business own you? Again, it's that being married to the business. Retiring can be really as traumatic for people as getting divorced or being widowed. So for some people, instead of feeling a sense of freedom, like, now I have time, now I can do things that I otherwise wasn't able to do, it can feel like the loss of an anchor. So it's a difficult time.
It certainly is indeed. And lastly, what are the options today for people who cannot afford to retire?
Well, there are actually many options, and there are many, many people who can't afford to retire. So it's no longer so black and white. A lot of companies are looking at the kind of phasing out, having workers cut back on their time, using them in other ways, so that if you're looking at retirement and, you know that financially you can't afford to do that, there are possibilities there that didn't exist before. So maybe continuing to work part-time in what you've been already doing. Many people are looking at encore careers. And an encore career is a career or work that you develop or establish in possibly a different realm than you've already been working in. And for a lot of people, it's connected to purpose and meaning in life, because in your 50s, 60s, 70s, those are some of the questions that start coming up. What is it that I can do, that I can earn some money at, that's going to give me a sense of purpose and meaning. That's going to be fulfilling and satisfying for me. What I've found is that that's huge for people. It invariably comes up when I'm working with people in this age group. A lot of people are also working part-time and volunteering, using their gifts and skills in different ways. And sometimes volunteer jobs do kind of transition into paying positions. There are also organizations. There's one in Boston called Reserve. And people are placed based on their skills and interests in different organizations, and they get a small amount of money per hour, but they are in a position of doing something that they really enjoy doing. So those kinds of organizations are starting to spring up based on what's happening in our society, where people are living longer, healthier lives, and either want to continue to work or need to continue to work.
Well, certainly thought-provoking topic and conversation today. Certainly appreciate all this information. Certainly help us to prepare for our future in the regards of transitioning into retirement and retirement. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Path Making for Life online.
Okay, my website is www.pathmaking.com. It is actually being uploaded this week. I've updated my website because I've been doing so many different things. So sometime this week, it's going to be live, which I'm very excited about.
Super. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, a couple of things. One is I would suggest that people in this part of their lives, particularly for couples, although for individuals too, my colleague and I co-authored a book called The Couple's Retirement Puzzle. And we actually self-published. It's been picked up by a publisher. It's coming out again in, I believe, late July, August. And it will walk you through all of the conversations that are important to have and help you look at developing a shared vision. We've been told that it's very, very helpful. And, of course, the other thing is the way to retire successfully is to plan for your retirement. That will ensure you the best outcome than if you just kind of leave it up to chance.
Well, Roberta, certainly have appreciated your joining us today, and thank you so much for all this great information for us to ponder on.
Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Roberta Taylor, the author of the book, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle and the Principle of Path Making for Life, a consultancy specializing in life planning, retirement transition, and money coaching. And the website of reference, once again, is pathmaking.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the EPodcast Network.